Welcome to Raid Lock episode 4. We're going to title this one, Who Tested This Shit? We've been doing the 10-man and the 20-man raiding in Storm Legion. And, I mean, we found the difficulty to be right on par with what we expected with the gear levels. But, you know, we still got to talk about it because we've had some progression from guilds. And, you know, that's what we're here for, to talk about raiding and PvE content. We're also going to talk about some of the warrior tanking issues we're having and we've been experiencing and seeing in the 10-man and the 20-man, especially on the Kusha fight, and some of the warrior DPS stupidity that's actually going on right now that's, you know, pretty much putting our raid spots, my raid spot, in danger because there's just an inherent issue with the class. Today, we're joined by Rough Raptors, who made an appearance out of hibernation from last week, and we have a special guest, Primal Thirst, who's lead. He's one of the leading, I guess, warrior tank and theory crafters in the Rift community. So do you want to introduce yourself, Primal? Like, tell us what guild you're in, what you guys are progressing on, etc.
Yeah, sure. G'day all. Yeah, I'm currently in Tabulaza, but I haven't raiding with them because I've had some connection issues. But yeah, so I've just been plugging away at the theory for warriors and tanks in general, all through Alpha because nobody else was doing it. So I think we've done the 10 man and they've started doing the 20 man only the other day or something like that.
So when did you get into Tabula Rasa? Because you weren't always there, were you?
No, without going into too much detail, I couldn't make my previous guild's raiding schedule, so I was looking to go for the best guild I could with the least days of raiding per week that I could. So that's why I went for Tabula Rasa, and I haven't been there on and off since 1.10, but I've been having a lot of connection issues, so I haven't raided a whole lot.
Nice, very nice. And what about you, Ruff? What have you been doing in Storm Legion?
In Storm Legion, I've been dying a lot to broken stuff. To be honest, I really haven't been playing as much as I wanted to. I mean, that's been said in previous episodes just because I'm so busy. I don't even have 400 toughness, so I can't even tank stuff yet. So, to be quite honest, in Storm Legion, I really haven't been doing that much.
And I have... Luckily, you've been getting a raid spot, even though our warriors are, you know, we're not pushing as much DPS, not because we don't want to, but just because it's just messed up. Warrior range DPS is, we've had this ability that replaced another ability that, I mean, it was missing for a week, and it came, unfortunately, when Thanksgiving break came for Tryon, so they couldn't work on it. And melee DPS... I've seen assassins and, you know, I've seen the Harbinger melee. We're not pulling anywhere near the DPS they're pulling, so we're not exactly well there, but we were better off than Tempest, so that's what we've been using most of the time. So let's tackle this first topic, which shouldn't be too bad to talk about. So 20 man progression started in Frozen Tempest, and you know, as everyone expected, the guild that spent the most time testing took all the world first. No big deal there. But we had a couple of other guilds that, you know, were not far behind. Addiction was right there behind them. No Quarter. We didn't test anything. We were right there, right behind everyone else. Even though people said we weren't going to do anything in Frozen Tempest. And we're progressing really well into Crucia. So I'm really happy for that. And we've had also some other guilds from like Game Over from Germany. They've been progressing pretty steadily and Terrible Idea. I don't know of many other guilds that have beaten the third boss, because the third boss is a significant jump from the second and first boss, as far as healing, tanking, and DPS.
I think Rift Runners and Parabellum have also killed the twins as well.
Trinity as well. Or did you mention them already? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't. Like, no one, almost no one's posting, you know, videos or anything like that, so I really don't know. And the only progression site, like, not many people are paying attention to it, so it's really hard to gauge who's where. And Rift Sam doesn't update every day. So, yeah, I mean, the third boss, the first boss, it's pretty much, it's a tight DPS check, but it's not impossible with current gear. And the second boss, it's an even tighter DPS check and more mechanic check. The third boss is all over the place. Mechanics, damage, healing, coordination. Because on our kill, we had half the raid die before we even killed it, because there's a certain mechanic where you have to be coordinated. If not, you pretty much die. And I know Rough Raptors, you died to it like a derp.
I wasn't even in the raid.
Yeah, you were on the second boss.
Oh, on the second boss. I'm sorry. I thought you meant on the twins. Yes, I died.
Yeah, on the twins, we had to run. Me and Fu had to run melee because, I mean, Tempest, you know, sucked at the time. So we ran melee, and the way you do it, you have to follow this boss. Like, there's two bosses, and we were on either side. Like, I was on the left side, he was on the right side, and I'm just following the boss. Pretty much the whole fight, you're strafing while keeping up your rotation, and it's not a three button rotation, so it was pretty tough. But we still managed to pull enough DPS to beat Enrage and contribute to the raid. And then the fourth boss, you know, there's certain mechanics that we can't DPS the whole fight, so we had to go into, like, some GIMP specs. Like, me and Spaggy had to go into some stupid specs.
Yeah, don't give away anything in particular, but yeah, some of the stuff we have to do just doesn't have to be done necessarily.
And the bottom line is that, like, there's so much target switching that the rogues and mages are just better DPS for that. So today, like, depending on who shows up and stuff, like, I might not have a raid spot, and that's going to make me really upset, because I've worked hard to contribute to this raid for the past, you know, 6-7 months. And to lose that because my class is just fundamentally messed up, that's not cool.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. I mean, I was benched for the twins, the twin giant side is. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to have a raid spot, considering, for one, I can't get gear. I don't have 400 tufts because my RNG is just terrible. And, I mean, I'll admit it, I'm not the best DPS, so I'm going to be sat for better DPS during progression, so I'm just kind of fucked at the moment.
That, and it's like, there's no real benefit to bringing a warrior tank, or, like, two warrior tanks for that matter. There's not really anything special being brought to the table. And we already have, I mean, we have Steinbrenner, he's our main tank, and then we have a good cleric and a good rogue tank, and most fights don't require anything more than two or three tanks. The twins require four, but that's just with current gear levels. I'm sure that pretty soon that will be a two tankable fight. But yeah, that's what we've been doing. I mean, we're progressing on Crucio now with several other guilds. We're in a good spot, and I totally expect to see a world first kill this week. From whom, I don't know. I hope it's us, but I don't know. I don't know who it will be from. I don't know how other guilds are progressing. Like, I don't know where Addiction is. I don't know where, like, we know where SO is because they stream it. I don't know where the other guilds are, but yeah. It's a really fun fight. It's really tough on everything. And whoever gets the world first, that whoever gets the world first because of the gear you're carrying in there, which is pretty shitty, you know, they deserve it. Yeah, congrats. And the 10-man, I mean, 10-man was honestly a joke. It was cleared within like a few hours, honestly. It was by guilds that had tested it, but I mean, it was still easy even for guilds that didn't test it. It's a good stepping stone.
I went in there the other night. I am a total slacker. I didn't read a single mechanic, and I just got carried. I mean, if you can carry someone in a 10-man, then, you know, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
especially when it's brand new and everybody's undergeared, or
exactly.
theoretically
We're all
undergeared.
undergeared. I didn't know a single strategy. They're just like, stand here, stand here, stand here. I'm like, okay.
Do this at this time.
Yeah, nothing was explained. I didn't know what was going on.
Shoot your load at this object. Okay.
So I was a little disappointed with the difficulty of the 10-man. When they did say they wanted the difficulty of, you know, Frozen Tempest to be around GSB level, I definitely say it's a little bit above that. I'd probably just say that mostly in terms of the third and second boss, from what I've seen. I'm not going to really say anything about Krusha. I will say it is a step up, though, which does make me a bit happy. That also could just partially be due to the nature of our gear.
I would say that, I mean, I wasn't, when I did GSB originally, it was on my cleric, on Seastone, and it was tough, but it wasn't super tough, and I mean, like, mechanics-wise, there wasn't really a gear check in there. The hardest fight in there was, like, Jolin, you know, to get 20 people,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, to get 20 people to do that shit correctly. That was the hardest part, but it wasn't really anything like the twins or anything like that, where you need to do certain things at certain times while DPSing, while running around, while healing, while coordinating cooldowns and all this crap.
Mechanics in general are just getting slowly more complex over time.
I enjoy that. I mean,
and it's because...
I was just gonna say, I mean, you can't keep recycling the same stuff over and over. You're gonna need new mechanics, and from what I've seen, they're doing a decent job so far with some of these new mechanics. Some of them are fairly unique, and I haven't seen them.
Well, they're noticing that the crowd of raiders are getting more used to the game, and they're growing with the game, and they're getting more comfortable, which allows us to do more complicated things. When the game first came out, I mean, even if you played an MMO before, you still had to get used to the mechanics of the movement of your character, the animations, the mechanics of your class,
all of the soul combinations.
Yeah.
I mean, before all the specs and guides were written.
So yeah, right now that we pretty much know like where we go to get consumables, what runes to get, and we're better at calculating what stats are better for our, you know, our specs and everything. They're just gonna go crazy with mechanics. Really think out of the box, and really make some really tight DPS encounters. Because like, these DPS checks are really tight, but they're not undoable, which means that they're really getting better at tuning this stuff for the gear they're putting out there, and for the intelligence of the players, which is the most important part. Because you could have super gear, super DPS checks, but if you have dumb players, then that's not doing you any good. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna go out there and predict the world first this week on this lockout. What about you guys?
I would say it's very possible. I don't know if I would say I would predict it, but I'd say it's very likely.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be this lockout. I think there'll be a curveball thrown in there at the end that'll make everybody rethink how they have to do the entire fight.
Yeah, maybe at a really low percentage, you know, something is, you know, thrown out there that just completely changes everything. So
she
we'll
heals
see.
To full once she gets below 10% or something, and you start the fight again.
Or waves. We could see waves come back. How about that? Oh. We never seen
Wish there was waves in every fight.
Yeah. We definitely don't have enough waves. Like, the second boss has waves, but I was disappointed when the third boss didn't have waves. I mean, I expected at least twice the amount of waves.
There should be Kilios waves on every fight.
Yeah.
So many colors, you might as well just add in rainbow waves.
You know what? You know what? Someone told me there was a game, an MMO once, where the last boss of a game would have, like, or the last boss of a dungeon would have every mechanic of every boss before it. Like, that should be like super hard mode Krusha. It should have every mechanic of every boss into one. And it should have Achilles waves, which debuff like all your toughness, give you a dot, and instead of knocking you off a platform or something, that it just sends you to a room where you can't escape, and you have to solve a puzzle to get out of that room. Then I would be satisfied.
I should probably go on. Sorry, I was just gonna say we're kind of pressed for time. We should probably move to the next topic. For those of you watching, we might be a little stuttered here and there. We just kind of got zoned into a 10-man because we were starting a bit late. So I apologize for any of that.
Yeah. So the second topic we want to talk about is the current state of warrior tanking. I mean, you look at the cooldowns that rogue tanks have. Amazing, right? You look at the mitigation that the cleric tanks are showing. Amazing. Super sturdy through physical and spell mit. And then you have warrior tanks, which take incredible amounts of damage more than any other tank takes. So, I mean, I used to be a main spec tank, but I'm not anymore, obviously. I keep up on tanking, just, you know, as an off spec, if I need to tank a dungeon here or there, but right now I'm not concentrating on it. So I'm going to let you guys do the talking, because I literally wouldn't have anything to contribute to the conversation. So yeah, what's going on, guys? What's wrong here?
I think I'll let Primal take that. He would probably be a bit more suited, to be honest. He knows a bit more of what's going on in detail.
Oh, okay. I was about to suggest you take it off, but fine. Just dodge the responsibility. Just throw it at me.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah. So I've got my spreadsheet, whatever. So I've been going pretty balls to the walls with the different tanking mitigation across the classes since Alpha started. And over time, I've been learning a lot of things that the community didn't know at large before, things like how blood feedback operates and how the different stacking groups for mitigation work now. And if you look at my spreadsheet, you can see that on paper, the tanks really aren't too far off, but the issues come into play when you start getting either multi-mob situations where things like Paladin don't have a reliable way to spread Pacifying Strike and Light's Benediction to multiple targets. So if you've got more than two mobs, or maybe three if you're really good at monitoring it, you just start taking so much more damage. And that's a big issue for especially five-man content, where you're unlikely to want to carry a separate spec for every trash pack. Not so much of an issue for raids, where you can say, okay, you're tanking the adds this fight, so you'll pick VK, which is much more, which can, you know, unstable void, much more reliable for multi-mobs. But if you ignore that and you get down to just the single target and you look at it and you can see that the damage taken should be within 2 or 3% and the effective health should be within 2 or 3%, then you start thinking, okay, these tanks should all die in the same amount of time. They should be roughly even. And we've set up a Skype tanking channel where we've been discussing things for the last couple of days, trying to work out what's going on, and had a little bit of communication with Atreus and some of the other devs. And they've told us that it seems like the issues are not with the warriors themselves. They're more likely to be with the actual mobs, which would some sort of underlying mechanic. They're not certain, but that's the direction they're looking at the moment, which would explain why on paper we look like we should stack up, but in reality we don't.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. One of the theories that I had today was, you know, how Fusion of Flesh is broken. For those of you who don't know how Fusion of Flesh works, basically, five stacks, you're always going to use it with five packs. It'll give you five stacks. The next five non-physical damage hits you take will be absorbed as 100% of your health. At the moment, that's not working properly. I mean, this is a theory. I don't know if I've ran this over with the channel or not, but what's happening at the moment is it's not proccing on non-physical damage. So I'm thinking that maybe there is another type of ability that's somehow hidden, you know, somewhere that we're being hit by, that's just not registered as physical and not registered as non-physical. It's some hybrid that just isn't be registering. I mean, what do you think of that? I don't think I've said that in the channel.
Well, I think part of the issue is that the tooltip for Fusion of Flesh says non-physical, which is different to spell damage. So in some so theoretically, according to the tooltip, Fusion of Flesh shouldn't work on spell damage, should only work on non-physical, which maybe that might not be the actual issue, but that's something worth remembering. There's actually, to my knowledge, there's three and a half different types of damage. There's your regular spell damage, which is spells, and then there's non-physical damage, which is basically elemental damage, so fire damage, but from physical, but from like melee attacks. And so things like different Nightblade, like Searing Strike or Nightblade abilities, things like that. And then you've got physical damage, which is pretty easy. Somebody hits you with a sword, physical damage. And there's also Shouts, which is what all the Bard abilities are now, which means they're not actually spells anymore. Hmm. That's a little bit off topic. It's possible that some abilities from some mobs are being classified as Shouts, and I'm not certain if Shouts are broken down into non-fizz and fizz, like non-spell damages. It's a bit hard to tell. I haven't actually tested that, but that's my understanding of the way damage breaks down, and that's what I've been told how it operates.
So that's interesting. I never knew that they changed the type of damage of that bards were.
Yeah, they did, because they wanted bards to be silenceable, because theoretically they're singing or whatever, but they didn't want their abilities to be affected by spell reflect and things like that.
Because Primal, that is a very good point, because, you know, our abilities, give me one sec, I'm in a loading screen, our abilities, you know, specifically say like armor reduces physical damage taken by X. You know, what if in fact we are taking shout damage? It's not being mitigated properly by armor. It's not being mitigated by resist. I mean,
that's
is that
not,
a possibility?
Not exactly. Maybe. But I think that shout is like, okay, it's actually, the way I think it is it's spell damage, non-spell damage, and then non-spell damage is split into fizz damage and non-fizz damage, and then I think shouts are also split into fizz damage and non-fizz damage, and they're in the non-spell category. So there's sort of a heap of different subgroups of damage is I think how it operates. But there aren't very many bard. It's not likely that that's the cause for most of the problems people are having, because not all the mobs out there are bards. So a lot of them are reavers and, you know, other things like that.
So would part of the problem, I guess, be finding out what kind of spell damage or, you know, attack type is Crucius Breath, for example? Because it could be not classified as non-physical. It could be classified as something else.
Yeah, but theoretically that should affect all classes equally if you were seeing a discrepancy there, not saying if you do.
That is a good point.
Yeah, if it was a separate group, that should affect all tanking classes equally, unless there's something like say Shield of Faith in Cleric, which just flat out reduces damage done from everything, but then warrior abilities like Pacifying Strikes say spell and non-spell, but perhaps they don't cover shouts, and some odd stuff is getting included in shouts. That is possible, but it's also possible that there is a hidden category that we just don't see that has abilities in it, and that some things are mitigating and others aren't. I don't know.
So
go ahead.
Have you done any tanking in raids yet, Primal?
Not on live. I did a little bit of running into stuff on alpha, but not really, not for extended periods of time.
You said on alpha though it was working.
I didn't actually do enough raid testing to notice much of a difference.
Okay.
Like went in, did a couple of pulls, and that was it. Sort of didn't analyze it too much. But we did have. I don't know if I can say this, but I think I can. We did have tanking dummies, which were sort of dummies that that give off raid buffs, like the new dummies they have, that give off full raid buffs and were auto attacking you for, it wasn't a fixed amount of damage, but the crits were always exactly the same, so you could get an accurate comparison of mitigation. And when I was doing my testing, for instance, 54 Paladin with 54 Paladin, 18 Reaver, 4 VK with all buffs up, and comparing that with at the time I think I was comparing 61 Rift Stalker, 8 Tactician, 7 Ranger, and I'd mathematically worked out what the difference in damage taken should be, and it was within 0.01% of what I was seeing in the combat log. So for physical damage, that definitely was working that way then. But those mobs could have been using, if there was a hidden category of spells, those mobs might not have been using them, or, you know, I don't know all the factors.
It just seems to be a very delicate situation at the moment. No one really quite knows what's causing it. No one really knows quite, you know, how to fix it. It's just kind of a lot of it's speculation. You know, Tryon knows the majority of what's happening, and I guess we're trying to figure it out.
They're gonna know how their mechanics work better than any of us is ever going to know.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting to the point where I knew everything, but this is showing that I don't.
Well, what Atrus needs to stop doing is stop testing shit in IAs, you know.
Ooh, baiting there.
No, it's definitely a problem, because I remember this is the last time I really did anything in tanking wise. I went into a dungeon. It was what was the fucking dungeon's name? It was this dungeon where the first trash pulls is like this cylindrical room, and these guys come out of these cylinders, right? And I'm tanking equal gear as our rogue tank, and I'm getting destroyed. He goes in there and he's like, da 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 da, you know, super easy to heal. Everyone loves him, which is fine. We have, you know, we have tanks that can do that kind of stuff. But I wanna be able to go into a dungeon or a raid and not get absolutely murdered. I wanna be able to not be a detriment to my guild or my group. And that's the problem I'm having right now. Whatever they do, I mean, I'm trying to provide, you know, combat logs to you guys so you can track something down. But it's an issue that I don't think we should be working so hard at it. Like, you're not a dev, are you? Are you getting paid by Tryon Primal? No, you're not. So
I can't answer that question.
Why should you be doing all this work?
Because I enjoy it.
Yeah, but like, that shouldn't be your job. That should be their job. And we provide feedback, but it's getting to the point where it feels like we're doing their job. We're getting all the data and theory crafting for them, and it's still getting ignored on some level.
It's not necessarily getting ignored. It's just tuning and balancing and finding out what's actually wrong. You know, this deep in the code can be very difficult. I mean, as he said, it's not something that's wrong with Warriors per se. I mean, maybe we're still not sure. I mean, finding where that is, I mean, that could be really, really difficult in their defense.
Yeah, and it's the issue is compounded by the fact that mitigation's roughly equal, but the additional healing taken by Justicars, VKs, and Riftstalkers just means that even if you're taking the same amount of damage, they're easier to heal. So really, when you're comparing tank specs, looking at the actual mitigation is not the best idea. What you actually want to look at is you actually want to look at the effective health, which is the amount of damage you can take before amount of boss outgoing damage you can take before the player dies. So that's your ability to survive burst attacks, and the amount of outgoing healing from your healers that's required to keep you up. So if you're flat mitigation and your effective health is flat, but rogues require 10% less healing, they look like they're 10% easier to heal. So even if they're taking the same amount of damage, in reality, what should be happening is to actually reach parity on both fronts, Warriors should be taking, you know, whatever the healing is at the moment, they're about 10%. So really, Warriors should be taking close to 10% less damage, and then have similar amounts, then have less health, so they've got the same effective health. But then, because rogues and clerics take more healing, it takes the same amount of outgoing healing from the healers to keep them topped off. So then if you do that, then you line them up on a spreadsheet, it'll look like warriors take 10% less damage and everyone go, what, this is bullshit. Or they'll say, I was doing this fight and Krusha's breath hit me for 1 million damage, but rogues got hit for 1.2 million. This is bullshit. But that's really not the best method of judging the survivability.
One other good thing to mention about tanking that we actually haven't covered is not necessarily the mitigation in general, but in terms of effective abilities and cooldowns. I think you would be more knowledgeable in that since I only know about warriors. I mean, how do the warrior, you know, cooldowns compare to the others? Because from my understanding, they're not, you know, even comparable. Could you, like, possibly go into that a little bit?
A lot of people say that, but it's really not that far off kilter. If you actually, in reality, the people that get shafted by cooldowns are clerics, because clerics basically didn't get any new cooldowns with the expansion, and everybody else did. So I mean, clerics are still stuck with Resplendent Embrace and Just Defense, and technically they have Reave, but that scales like nothing. Heals for about 3k, so that's useless. But the main issue is people say, okay, yes, rogues have a lot more cooldowns, and yes, they do. The thing is, most of theirs are on 2-minute cooldowns. So if you look at it, you say they have Planar Refuge, which is basically the same as Crest of Entropy or Shield Defense, and so 35% damage reduction for 6 or 10 seconds or something like that. So theirs is on a 2-minute cooldown, and then the warrior ones are on a 1-minute cooldown. So you've got it twice as often. So That evens out part of it. And then basically your standard Riftstalker will have Planar Refuge, Defer Death, which is the shield proc when you're about to die, Scatter the Shadows, which is 90% damage reduction for 3 seconds. So that is that, nobody else has anything like that. That's really good for surviving one shot mechanics. Then they've got Planebound Aegis, which is the same as Just Defense, which is a 50% HP shield that you can use whenever you want, and Physical Wellness, but you know, it's only 1,500 health for a raid, which is not much. Whereas you look and you say, okay, so most warrior specs either have shield defense on a 1-minute cooldown or Crest of Entropy on a 1-minute cooldown, so that's the equivalent of having two of the rogue's cooldowns right there because they're all on 2 minutes. And then or Fusion of Flesh if it worked. We won't get near that again. Most specs have got Touch of Life for the full heal. So really, that's twice as good as a half heal. Not quite twice as good, but roughly twice as good on the same cooldown. So if you add it up like that, you've got 4 cooldowns every 4 minutes, and rogues have got 4 cooldowns every 4 minutes. It's really not that different. But because they actually have a larger number, they can chain them over a longer period of time. So they can chain cooldowns back to back for 30 seconds or something like that, whereas a warrior can't do that. And they also have Soul Coalescence, sorry, I forgot about that, which is the stacking damage reduction, which ends up being up to 20% every 30 seconds for 4 seconds, which is actually quite a big difference. And that, in a raid point of view, and I suppose in a group point of view, that is a really big deal, because they can use that for pretty much every single boss mechanic. And that just, like, if you've got a breath that goes for 4 or 5 seconds every 30 seconds, they can basically cool down every single one of those with almost 2 cooldowns without healers. And that's where it becomes a big issue, I think, that particular ability.
Yes, yeah, and I wasn't really aware of that, so thank you. As I said, I really do not know much about other classes.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, if VK shields were decent, you know, if Devouring Shield was something like 10% of your max health with 3 combo points when you were like 61 VK or something, then you could be using that very frequently, and that combined with Rift Shield, if it was decent on a 15 second cooldown, VKs could be doing the exact same thing. But at the moment, their shields are basically a waste of a GCD. They're pretty useless in most situations.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about a 2K absorb every, you know, 4 GCDs?
Yeah, it's only useful if you're going to be one-shot and you need an extra 2k health. Other than that,
the problem is
the threat loss isn't worth it.
You've seen this from the logs, you know, that I posted, is a one shot is a lot more than a one shot. I mean, you've seen some like 60k hits.
Oh, that we had a few concerns about what might have been causing that, though. It wasn't necessarily because the guy was a warrior.
I know. I'm just saying. In general, though, stuff does hit very hard.
Oh yeah. If you don't know, stuff hits hard in Storm Legion. You haven't been playing Storm Legion. Yeah, that shit hits like a truck everywhere, on everyone. But basically, if you're a warrior wanting to tank content right now, any sort of content, and you are running something that isn't 54 Paladin, 51 Reaver, or 61 VK, you should be, because you might be slightly behind with those specs. Without those specs, you're absolutely and undeniably screwed. You'll just be infinitely more difficult to heal.
Yeah, I mean, I was more geared than a lot of the players first, and then, you know, I went into experts, and I was, you know, healed through it, and then, you know, a day or so later, a cleric would hit 60, a rogue would hit 60, and, you know, really wouldn't have any gear, and, you know, people were saying they're being healed easier than me, so, I mean, as he said, you really need to be one of those three specs. It's completely doable. It's just a matter of why do it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. On paper things should be relatively even, but as we're seeing in practice, and it's becoming more evident as more people are hitting max level and hitting harder content, there's issues there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, covered it. I mean, for the people who might just now be here, you know, we have a channel where we're trying to find the problem. We're working with them to find the problem, and they're aware of it, and that's what matters. They're working on it, and they're aware that there are tank issues, and they're aware that there are DPS issues. And I think that is what really counts, is that, you know, they are putting the effort into it to fix it.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that Atreus is going to get bombarded with combat logs and stuff. I know I'm trying to do my part, even though I don't tank, but, I mean, it's affecting our guild.
It is. I mean, you know, personally, being, you know, I've been raiding since this game came out, and, you know, having my guild tell me that I can't raid, I mean, it's really shitty.
Yeah, that feels super shitty. Like, yesterday, I was talking, you know, we were talking after raid about different stuff we could do for Krusha, and I'm being told that unless, like, just because of the a rogue can bring better DPS because just the class is that much better right now, I'm going to be set. I haven't missed a raid since I got here. I haven't missed a raid since I started playing Rift. Anything out of my control. Like I pride myself on that, like providing that attendance to my guild and being reliable. And I like raiding. I play this game to raid. If I don't raid, then why should I play this game? It's not for the fucking social relationships, because I'm loyal to the guild. I'm not loyal to any individual. And that's,
you hear that, Ruff? He doesn't love you.
That's the most upsetting part. When I told myself a long time ago, I'll manage with the nerf buff circus, but the second that it becomes an issue where my raid spot is being compromised, that's where I'm going to draw the line. And I don't plan to stop now. Fortunately, I've been sending Atreus some parsing and, you know, and stuff, and he's been responding, so thanks, Atreus. But seriously, just get your shit together, because I know when I fuck up this if I were to fuck up this bad at work, I would lose my job, and that's not a threat, that's reality. And mainly the problems with, like, we got electricity cascade back today on Tempest. I'm still 2k range DPS behind mages and rogues. Like, that's ridiculous. And it's not as bursty as something like Inquisitor. So I can't make up for that difference in burst. And I have a, you know, one of my abilities that provides all that burst is freaking, it's a cast. And then I don't even want to get into melee DPS. Paragon's been nerfed like 3 or 4 times already since Storm Legion. Champion, I don't even know someone rational that runs a champion in their raid. The only spec we have that's any decent right now for melee is Riftblade. And luckily Riftblade has some AoE component to it, because if not, it wouldn't get ran in raid either. Because we definitely have classes that can do better single target. pure single target. It's just a lot of issues that he needs to handle. And I know he doesn't have the time to handle everything as fast as everyone wants. So we'll see how many people, you know, leave the game. How many people might come back afterwards.
I do really wish more people would be patient, though. People, they really just don't understand the complexity that a lot of this stuff requires. And, you know, they just go straight to assumption that, you know, X isn't doing his job, you know, they're not doing this, you know, when in reality, you know, they really are trying.
Yeah, but, it gets to the point where everyone has a breaking point, right? Everyone has a breaking point of how much shit have you taken before you break and you're just like, enough is enough. Because everyone has patience, but it's the breaking point. That's where people start quitting and start saying stuff like that. We've been like up and down like crazy the past year. When I started tanking, there wasn't a single encounter where I wasn't viable. I never had to be sat down because my tanking sucked inherently and fundamentally just was that bad. And I've never been sat down because DPS was that out of place. We've always had competitive specs. This is the first time with all these changes, the first time that this has happened. And it's like every patch something changes, you know? I don't know how the mages like have such a good dev that's so consistent, communicates so well. I have no idea how that happens. Maybe they're just better at providing feedback.
It's possible. I mean, from what I've seen on the Warrior forums, I mean, to be honest, it's not very constructive. And that's kind of saddening, you know, just the childish behavior that we've seen. But that's just kind of the nature of the forums.
The internet gets mad.
They do.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's all I got to say on Warrior DPS. Just get your shit together, haters, because...
I just wanted to say that I think... people need to cut Atreus just a bit of slack. Just because if you look at the class revamps for Storm Legion, Warriors had twice as many class changes as any other class, so it's going to take him a lot longer to fix it, to sort everything out.
Yeah, but what I also don't get is that we were okay coming into Storm Legion. Like, we were as competitive DPS-wise with the parses I was seeing as mages, clerics, and rogues. And then he just cut... contribution to DPS, like the each point in Tempest increases damage done by 1%. That used to be 2%. And then that was the point where I said, like, this is starting, like, the fucking nerf train it's just took off, and it's not gonna stop for a while. The second they did that, I knew it wasn't gonna stop for a while. And people called me stupid and crazy, but I've been playing this class long enough to know what Atreus does, and the death before him too. They fired him for almost the same reasons, or didn't fire him. Maybe he left. I don't know, but he wasn't around any longer because of stuff like this. And Atreus did a good job for a while. We had 51 champ specs and 44 paragon. That was really stable. We had Rising Waterfall that was really stable. Then he did the AP changes. And, like, nothing was crazy, crazy nerfed. Like, to the point where a raid would say, oh, well, we cannot bring warriors anymore because they're just a hindrance. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. I think the 1% issue from 2% needed to happen because, I mean, you guys saw that at level 50, warriors were pulling several K more than everyone else. And same thing was happening on 60 on Alpha. So nerfs were inevitable.
Yeah, but he never went back and touched up every ability. There's abilities that were doing the same damage before the 2% as the one now not 1%.
It's a lot to do with how all the ability scaling and the stacking groups and things are operating now that it affected specs a lot more than others. But there was heavy nerfs did need to happen, but they've either overshot or they haven't had the intended effect. That's the situation we're in now.
You know what I think is happening? This is complete theory. I think that there's been a shift in how Tryon is approaching class balancing. I think before it used to be more individual work where one dev tried to balance their class individually. And I think that there's someone hovering over them now, like like an overlord, that is trying to get all the classes to do similar DPS to each other, and that disconnect that I think that person, whoever it is either making these people nervous or like where they don't want to. The way it should be is that they should overbuff and nerf back slightly. I don't think that nerfing too much and adding back is going to be the same or as easy to balance and, you know, pushing everything up and then bringing it back slowly. I think they're doing too many big changes at the same time. They're not doing like one little change here, one little change there. They're doing big changes across many abilities at once. And it's, and then by the end of the day, you're seeing all this imbalance.
Yeah, I think there's arguments for and against doing small changes versus big changes. The problem with doing small changes is that, say, right now, if, say, Warrior DPS was behind by X percent and he does some sort of buff that, you know, increases Warriors by 3%, so you're still, you know, 17% behind or something, then everybody just goes, this is bullshit, why aren't we, you know, these buffs are useless, you're not doing your job. So, it, you know, if you overbuff, people complain that you've... You know, you've overbuffed, or if you do it slowly, then people complain that it's not fast enough. And
yeah, there's always going to be people complaining. So do you guys have anything else to say about Warrior DPS? I know neither of you are main spec DPS.
About DPS, no. Sorry, something's bugged at the moment. I'm trying to get that figured out. So just give me a minute. You guys can talk for a sec.
Do you guys have anything else you want to mention? Like, do you want to promote anything primal or rough?
Putting your plug. I was going to say something. I can't remember.
I've got some advice for life for people, if that's what you're after.
Go ahead.
Spam Blood Fever, is that your advice?
No, that's my advice for life.
No, that's my advice.
Be less mad, crack open a beer, throw a shrimp on the barbie, and she'll be right.
Very nice. So you're basically saying, fucking relax, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, stuff's being worked on, and look, if these guys screw up, they'll get fired, so it's in their best interests. You know, if people stop subscribing and everyone quits the game, they all lose their jobs. So they're not going to intentionally screw things over, and none of them have a personal vendetta against you or, you know, or me or Joe Blow, who's watching.
I think they do against me. I mean,
okay, maybe, but you know, in general, they don't have a personal vendetta against anyone, so they're going to they're doing what they can. So all you can do is just, you know, provide feedback when you can and try and keep it constructive. Otherwise, shouting and screaming doesn't help anyone.
It's going to get deleted.
Actively discourages people from reading the forums. You know, if I was a dev and every time I put through a change, I went onto the forums and it was just 6 threads with 15 pages each of people telling me I was shit and I should get a real job and then a hack, then that would discourage me from even visiting the forums and listening to player feedback.
That is very true. I've been in contact with, I've been providing a lot of feedback and parses to Atreus, and he's told me some stuff that I'm not gonna betray his confidence to tell everyone, but there are some changes coming based on the feedback that people have been providing, not just me, but I'm sure other people have, as far as DPS goes. So, and he said it should be coming out in the near future, so don't quit just yet. There are changes coming to Warrior DPS, good changes. So if we don't have anything else to talk about, I'm just going to sign it off right there. If you look for this to be on Stitcher and iTunes pretty soon, I'm going to try and get it uploaded tomorrow. And if you have any questions, any comments, you can go to our Podomatic page, which is podomatic.com/raidlockrift. And if you feel kind enough to leave us a comment and a review on iTunes, then we would greatly appreciate it.